Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At One Market, San Francisco, Chef Mark Doman. Hello, Chef.
Hi, how are you?
Wine director, Tonya Pitts. Tonya, how are you?
Hi, Liam, how are you?
I'm sitting with two of my favorite people. I don't say that to all the chefs and all the wine directors. Friends, Turkey Day is just around the corner. Before we get into the offerings here at One Market, San Francisco, let's talk wine, Tonya. What's in the glass? What are you drinking first?
We've got a little Clos de Vaux Sauvignon Blanc, Napa Valley 2023 Clos de Vaux, a legendary and blue chip winery in Napa Valley, California. We know them for Cabernet Sauvignon, but they have a fabulous and delicious Sauvignon Blanc that belongs on your table, not just for Thanksgiving, but any time at all.
Any time at all. Yeah, a Monday, a Sunday, you name it. Let's pop our nose in here. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting some vanilla notes. Chef, what are you getting? Wait, a big paw. That's what you got. Tonya, what are you getting?
Oh, man. Citrus. Yeah. There's just this beautiful Meyer lemon, salty.
Nailed it, the Meyer lemon.
White nectarine and fresh, crisp apple. There's even a little bit of baked apple, which is what you're talking about, vanilla. There's a little bit of that as well. There's just a kiss of Simeon within, which gives us also that kind of lemon balm kind of oil and herbal quality, but it is not an herbaceous Sauvignon Blanc. It is just refreshing, and even in this rain that we're looking at right now, it makes you think of sunshine.
I asked Tonya for a kiss. She gave it to me in a glass. How's this for you, Chef? What are your notes?
I got the citrus, big time citrus on this, and then and I love it because it's super refreshing. When you're eating it with food, it cleanses the palate. Love it.
One Market here is one of the few restaurants in the city where you can actually come on Thanksgiving Day and enjoy a Thanksgiving feast. You could also enjoy the food to go. We'll get into that in just a second. But Chef Mark, firstly, Thanksgiving, what's it all about for you?
It's all about tradition. When I first started working here, I was trying to be a little bit more creative, and it backfired a little bit. People want traditional Thanksgiving dinner, so that's what we do.
I'm curious to know, when you were going non-traditional, what things were you putting on the plate on Thanksgiving Day that was not traditional before?
The stuffing was like chestnut stuffing instead of the traditional cornbread. And people, you know, it backfired a little bit. It was interesting.
So now you know. You know what they want.
That's right. We know what they want, and they get it every year.
Yeah.
We're cooking about 1,200 pounds of turkey next Thursday.
I would love to see your laundry list, your shopping list, all that you have to order. So how many birds?
It turns out to be about 68, 70 birds, depending on the size, but it's all about the weight, so 1,200 pounds.
And we'll get into the menu, the full menu, in just a moment. And friends who've just joined us, One Market, talking wine, talking Thanksgiving, the food, of course, the feast you can enjoy here. Tanya here on wines, but Thanksgiving, love. What's Thanksgiving all about for you?
Oh, Thanksgiving is getting together and being grateful with friends and family and friends that have become family and celebrating life. And having a meal together and spending time together. And that's what you can come here to One Market and do on Thanksgiving Day. And some people are like, oh my God, I can't believe going into a restaurant. Hey, once you come in and once you do it, you come back every year. You can have a fantastic meal, not have to do the dishes, and saunter on home to a movie, whatever it is you would like to do with the rest of your day.
You mean to say if I come here on Thanksgiving Day and eat, I don't have to do the dishes afterwards?
Not here, at least.
What?
That's right.
You take care of it all. Oh, my word. We're going to get into the food here. I want to be respectful of Chef Tanya and your time here. So our second wine on the table, we kicked off the Clos de Vaal, that gorgeous Sauvignon Blanc. We're going red now, the Hartford. Tell me about the story here.
The Hartford family is it's a family that is in Russian River Valley. They have had this vineyard and these brands for probably, I'd say, 35, almost 40 years now. They made their name in Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and they discovered these old vine vineyards that they produce maybe once a year or every couple of years, and it's actually four different plots that they pull from. But we have always loved old vine material here at One Market, whether it be Zinfandel, Chardonnay, Cabernet, however, but there's nothing like old vine Zinfandel, and Zinfandel in all its forms and faces. And this is going to be a style of Zinfandel that really drinks a little bit more like claret, if you would. It's got this ruby red, deep red, kind of purple.
And this sound I love.
Yeah. And flavor profile, red and black currant, blackberry, boysenberry. There are these hints of baking spice and also star anise that come through a little bit. But it's high elevation. And
How high?
This is probably 2,000 feet.
Yeah. This seems to have a bit more body than most Zins. I love the elegance of a Zin. Let's see what we have here. Nose Zin on the nose. A little spice, a little terroir. I'm getting, you said boysenberry, I'm getting a little raspberry. Is that fair to say?
Raspberry too. But you know what? It's like super fresh raspberry that when you pop it in your mouth, it's almost a little frizzante, if you would. Almost in the sound of being in a restaurant.
it's all part of it. What are you getting, Chef?
I'm getting the same thing. The raspberry, and it's got some good acidity as well.
I think this is one of those wines that's just going to open up a little bit more in the next few minutes. But I'm assuming, even in its youth, this wine is a really good wine.
Delicious. And this is 2021 that we're drinking right now. And it's baking spices and cinnamon. There's also cardamom and some allspice as well. This is going to be fantastic with stuffing.
Well, that's it.
And turkey. Yeah.
You know how to make wine sing with chef's cuisine. So
it's not heavy either.
No.
And that's the ticket.
Yeah.
But
does have body.
Oh, yes. Lots of body.
Dare I say it, a beautiful body, right?
That's right.
So the red, will go best with what, Chef?
The turkey, the pork loin. We offer a pork loin as well if you don't like turkey. And even it would even work with our bronzino. That's our fish dish that we're offering as well. So
you can go fishy, you can go turkey, you can go pork.
Yeah, absolutely. We give people choices.
We kicked off, Tonio, with the Clos de Vaal Sauvignon Blanc. What will that its bedfellow be in terms of the food along with the wine?
The bedfellow for the Sauvignon Blanc, the roasted beet salad, the caramelized pear and arugula salad, and the white bean soup, yeah, as well. And if you're looking at entrees, the roasted fall squashes, it's going to be fantastic with that as well.
I want to come here on Thanksgiving Day. Give our friends listening, Tonio, a little advice for those who are planning the Thanksgiving and thinking, gosh, we have a dozen friends, they all have different palates. I mean, these are two pretty safe wines, right? You go white, you go red. But how do people know what to pull from the wine cellar or to get at the store? What should they be looking for? How should they make their choices for what they'll drink on Thanksgiving Day?
They should be looking for white wines that are fresh and bright, have some acidity, that are not super over-oaked, that have great aromatics. So Riesling, dry Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc. We can go to Italy as well and look at Moscato, things like that, because the Moscato is going to be a dry style.
Yeah.
As well, Chenin Blanc from anywhere. Yeah. Chenin Blanc from here, from California. Also coming from the Loire region. Yeah. They should be looking at Cabernet Franc, Merlot, which is making a huge comeback as well. Especially if they don't want a full, heavier style Cabernet.
Yeah.
I would say to look at Cab Franc, Merlot. They can look at Petit Syrah and Petit Verdot as well, because those two varietals, because of the weather conditions in California right now, those wines are fresher, brighter, not quite as thunderous and dense and dank and dark.
Oh my God, dank and dark.
Uh-huh. You like dank and dark sometimes.
Didn't know I was going to hear those words today. You know, for me, when friends say, what should I bring? What wine? I say, easy, a white Burgundy, Montrachet, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look at you.
and then they go online and they look and they go, kidding. Here's the deal. At the end of the day, you know, obviously, if you're going to someone's house, show up with something. And, you know, just drink what you love, right? Isn't that fair to say?
That's right. If you like it, you know, bring it.
Now, are we going to have a sweet ending for Thanksgiving Day here at One Market?
Oh, we do. We have a pumpkin tart, which is a lot like a pumpkin, mini pumpkin pie for the individual. We do a chocolate bread pudding, and then we do an apple ham pie.
So, Tonio, to go with the sweet ending here at One Market on Thanksgiving?
Not enough people drink port anymore. And I would say a nice tawny port. And you don't have to go crazy. A 10-year tawny port is great. Or if you want to splurge, you can do a 30 or 40-year-old as well. A little bit of Madeira. There's also a Sauternes or even ice wine that you can look for. Yeah. As well. And ice wine, not just coming from Germany, but also something that's grown in Canada.
British Columbia?
Inniskillen? Yes. Or
Nevada? Was it? No, Niagara.
Niagara. So, yeah. But then also Washington.
Yeah.
Washington has some fantastic ice wines and dessert wines as well.
So go for what you love.
Absolutely.
Get a mixed... a variety of wines, so you make sure you have something to go with each course, and to satisfy all your friends. Yeah,
drink more port.
Drink more port. You're doing the port push here.
I am. I love port. Port brings people together. If you're not friends and family by the end of the meal, and you have a little bit of port, you will be.
Where will you be for Thanksgiving? Will you be here?
I will be here at One Market. Come and see me. Come and see all of us. We have an array of things planned wine-wise. So if you get intimidated by the bigger list that we have, I'm going to have a kind of short hits is what I'm going to call it.
Tonya's shortest hits.
Tonya's, yes. Tonya's hits.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's radio. Chef Mark, for those who've just joined us, we're talking Thanksgiving, talking wine and food. The menu, just give us the highlights of the Thanksgiving menu here at One Market.
So obviously we're doing turkey, as we talked about earlier, but you can choose your appetizer. We give people choices in every course, from a white bean soup to a caramelized pear and arugula salad. We have some baby beets as well. And then there's turkey, a pork loin, a bronzino for main courses, some fall squashes if you're a vegetarian. And then we, you know, for dessert, apple ham pie, some chocolate bread pudding, or a pumpkin tart. So it's all pretty traditional. Again, you know, we talked about being traditional. We'd like to keep it that way.
And this is a family affair. Your family actually loves to come here and enjoy Thanksgiving. They'll be here this year. So for those listening who have never been to a restaurant for Thanksgiving, why should they come to One Market?
Because you don't have to. We take the work out of it and the worry out of it, and you just come and relax and enjoy family time. You know, my wife and kids are coming in. I'll sit down with them later in the evening, and we just have a good time. And there's no cleanup. You know, we do the cleanup for you, and it's just a great time.
I love that your family comes. That's pretty sweet. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Tanya, thank you so very much. You always lead us to where the good wines are.
Oh, yeah.
And this is actually...
Isn't that delicious?
I mean...
It's so yummy.
Yeah, it's a surprise to me. I mean, I love my Zins, but I wasn't aware that Hartford did Zin, and this is absolutely gorgeous.
It's so fresh, yeah. And bright. And lift it. It doesn't weigh you down.
Just like Chef Mark.
Yep.
Fresh and bright.
Fresh and bright.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving. Look forward to seeing you again.
To all our friends, do yourself a favor. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. If you want to have Thanksgiving to go, One Market is offering that. How does it work? What do you have?
We do it the day before. You can pick up your Thanksgiving dinner to go with reheating instructions. It starts with the pear and arugula salad, and then you get the turkey. And we do offer, our turkey comes with a sausage stuffing, but we also offer a vegetarian stuffing as well. And then it finishes with the pumpkin tart.
And then does that come with some wine notes from Tanya as well to go?
They can pick up wine to go if they'd like as well.
Yeah.
We offer it all.
You offer it all happening here. Friends, to one and all, from my house to your house, happy Thanksgiving. Do yourself a favor. If you've never been to a restaurant for Thanksgiving, this is the spot to come at the foot of Market Street. One Market. There you go, the address right there. More on the Thanksgiving offerings at One Market at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. More wine, please.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At One Market, San Francisco, Chef Mark Doman. Hello, Chef.
Hi, how are you?
Wine director, Tonya Pitts. Tonya, how are you?
Hi, Liam. How are you?
I'm sitting with two of my favorite people. I don't say that to all the chefs and all the wine directors. Friends, Turkey Day is just around the corner. Before we get into the offerings here at One Market, San Francisco, let's talk wine, Tonya. What's in the glass? What are you drinking first?
You know, we've got a little Clos de Vaux Sauvignon Blanc, Napa Valley 2023 Clos de Vaux, a legendary and blue chip winery in Napa Valley, California. We know them for Cabernet Sauvignon, but they have a fabulous and delicious Sauvignon Blanc that belongs on your table, not just for Thanksgiving, but any time at all.
Any time at all. Yeah, a Monday, a Sunday, you name it. Let's pop our nose in here. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting some vanilla notes. Chef, what are you getting? Wait, a big pour. That's what you got. Tanya, what are you getting?
Oh, man. Citrus. Yeah. There's just this beautiful Meyer lemon, salty.
Nailed it, the Meyer lemon.
White nectarine and fresh, crisp apple. There's even a little bit of baked apple, which is what you were talking about, vanilla. There's a little bit of that as well. There's just a kiss of Simeon within, which gives us also that kind of lemon balm kind of oil and herbal quality, but it is not an herbaceous Sauvignon Blanc. It is just refreshing, and even in this rain that we're looking at right now, it makes you think of sunshine.
I asked Tanya for a kiss. She gave it to me in a glass. How's this for you, Chef? What are your notes?
I got the citrus, big time citrus on this, and then and I love it because it's super refreshing. You know, when you're eating it with food, it cleanses the palate. Love it.
One Market here is one of the few restaurants in the city where you can actually come on Thanksgiving Day and enjoy a Thanksgiving feast. You could also enjoy the food to go. We'll get into that in just a second. But Chef Mark, firstly, Thanksgiving, what's it all about for you?
It's all about tradition. When I first started working here, I was trying to be a little bit more creative, and it backfired a little bit. People want traditional Thanksgiving dinner, so that's what we do.
I'm curious to know, when you were going non-traditional, what things were you putting on the plate on Thanksgiving Day that was not traditional before?
The stuffing was like chestnut stuffing instead of the traditional cornbread. And people, you know, it backfired a little bit. It was interesting.
So now you know. You know what they want.
That's right. We know what they want, and they get it every year. Yeah. We're cooking about 1,200 pounds of turkey next Thursday.
I would love to see your laundry list, your shopping list, all that you have to order. How many birds?
It turns out to be about 68, 70 birds, depending on the size, but it's all about the weight, so 1,200 pounds.
And we'll get into the menu, the full menu, in just a moment. And friends, you've just joined us, One Market, talking wine, talking Thanksgiving, the food, of course, the feast you can enjoy here. Tonya here on wines, but Thanksgiving, love. What's Thanksgiving all about for you?
Oh, Thanksgiving is getting together and being grateful with friends and family and friends that have become family and celebrating life. And having a meal together and spending time together. And that's what you can come here to One Market and do on Thanksgiving Day. And some people are like, oh my God, I can't believe going into a restaurant. Hey, once you come in and once you do it, you come back every year. You can have a fantastic meal, not have to do the dishes, and saunter on home to a movie, whatever it is you would like to do with the rest of your day.
You mean to say if I come here on Thanksgiving Day and eat, I don't have to do the dishes afterwards?
Not here, at least.
What?
That's right.
You take care of it all. Oh, my word. We're going to get into the food here. I want to be respectful of Chef Tanya and your time here. So our second wine on the table, we kicked off the Clos de Vaal, that gorgeous Sauvignon Blanc. We're going red now. The Hartford. Tell me about the story here.
The Hartford family is it's a family that is in Russian River Valley. They have had this vineyard and these brands for probably, I'd say, 35, almost 40 years now. They made their name in Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, and they discovered these old vine vineyards that they produce maybe once a year or every couple of years, and it's actually four different plots that they pull from. But we have always loved old vine material here at One Market, whether it be Zinfandel, Chardonnay, Cabernet, however. But there's nothing like old vine Zinfandel, and Zinfandel in all its forms and faces. And this is going to be a style of Zinfandel that really drinks a little bit more like claret, if you would. It's got this ruby red, deep red, kind of purple.
And this sound I love.
Yeah. And flavor profile, red and black currant, blackberry, boysenberry. There are these hints of baking spice and also star anise that come through a little bit. But it's high elevation. And
How high?
This is probably 2,000 feet.
Yeah. This seems to have a bit more body than most Zins. I love the elegance of a Zin. Let's see what we have here. Nose Zin. Yeah. On the nose. A little spice, a little terroir. I'm getting, you said boysenberry. I'm getting a little raspberry. Is that fair to say?
Raspberry too. But you know what? It's like super fresh raspberry that when you pop it in your mouth, it's almost a little frizzante, if you would. Almost in the sound of being in a restaurant.
it's all part of it. What are you getting, Chef?
I'm getting the same thing. The raspberry, and it's got some good acidity as well.
Yeah. I think this is one of those wines that's just going to open up a little bit more in the next few minutes. But I'm assuming, even in its youth, this wine is a really good wine.
Delicious. And this is 2021 that we're drinking right now. And it's baking spices and cinnamon. There's also cardamom and some allspice as well. This is going to be fantastic with stuffing.
Well, that's it.
And turkey. Yeah.
You know how to make wine sing with chef's cuisine, so
it's not heavy either.
No,
and that's the ticket.
Yeah,
but
does have body.
Oh yes, lots of body.
Dare I say it, a beautiful body, right?
That's right.
So the red will go best with what, chef?
The turkey, the pork loin. We offer a pork loin as well if you don't like turkey, and even it would even work with our bronzino. That's our fish dish that we're offering as well. So
you can go fishy, you can go turkey, you can go pork.
Yeah, absolutely. We give people choices.
We kicked off, Tanya, with the Clos de Vaal Sauvignon Blanc. What will that its bedfellow be in terms of the food along with the wine?
The bedfellow for the Sauvignon Blanc, the the roasted beet salad, the caramelized pear and arugula salad, and the white bean soup, as well. And if you're looking at entrees, the roasted fall squashes, it's going to be fantastic with that as well.
I want to come here on Thanksgiving Day. Give our friends listening, Tanya, a little advice for those who are planning the Thanksgiving and thinking, gosh, we have a dozen friends, they all have different palates. I mean, these are two pretty safe wines, right? You go white, you go red. But how do people know what to pull from the wine cellar or to get at the store, what should they be looking for? How should they make their choices for what they'll drink on Thanksgiving Day?
They should be looking for white wines that are fresh and bright, have some acidity, that are not super over-oaked, that have great aromatics. So Riesling, dry Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc. We can go to Italy as well and look at Moscato, things like that, because the Moscato is going to be a dry style.
Yeah.
As well, Chenin Blanc from anywhere. Yeah. Chenin Blanc from here, from California. Also coming from the Loire region.
Yeah.
They should be looking at Cabernet Franc, Merlot, which is making a huge comeback as well, especially if they don't want a full, heavier style Cabernet.
Yeah.
I would say to look at Cab Franc, Merlot. They can look at Petite Syrah and Petite Verdot as well, because those two varietals, because of the weather conditions in California right now, those wines are fresher, brighter, not quite as thunderous and dense and dank and dark.
Oh my God, dank and dark.
Uh-huh. like dank and dark sometimes.
I was going to hear those words today. You know, for me, when friends say, what should I bring? What wine? I say, easy, a white Burgundy, Montrachet, please.
Oh yeah, look at you.
and then they go online and they look and they go, kidding. Here's the deal. At the end of the day, you know, obviously, if you're going to someone's house, show up with something. And, you know, just drink what you love, right? Isn't that fair to say?
That's right. If you like it, you know, bring it.
Now, are we going to have a sweet ending for Thanksgiving Day here at One Market?
Oh, we do. We have a pumpkin tart, which is a lot like a pumpkin, mini pumpkin pie for the individual. We do a chocolate bread pudding, and then we do an apple ham pie.
So, Tanya, to go with the sweet ending here at One Market on Thanksgiving?
Not enough people drink port anymore. And I would say a nice tawny port. And you don't have to go crazy. A 10-year tawny port is great. Or if you want to splurge, you can do a 30 or a 40-year-old as well. A little bit of Madeira. There's also a Sauternes or even ice wine that you can look for. Yeah. As well. And ice wine, not just coming from Germany, but also something that's grown in Canada.
British Columbia?
Enniskillen? Yes. Or
Nevada?
Was
it? No, Niagara.
Yeah, it is.
Niagara?
Niagara. So, but then also Washington.
Yeah.
Washington has some fantastic ice wines and dessert wines as well.
So, go for what you love.
Absolutely.
Get a mixed... a variety of wines, so you make sure you have something to go with each course, and just satisfy all your friends. Yeah,
drink more port.
Drink more port. You're doing the port push here.
I am. I love port. Port brings people together. If you're not friends and family by the end of the meal, and you have a little bit of port, you will be.
Where will you be for Thanksgiving? Will you be here?
I will be here at One Market. Come and see me. Come and see all of us. We have an array of things planned wine-wise. So if you get intimidated by the bigger list that we have, I'm going to have a kind of short hits is what I'm going to call it.
Tanya's shortest hits.
Tanya's, yes. Tanya's hits.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's radio. Chef Mark, for those who've just joined us, we're talking Thanksgiving, talking wine and food. The menu, just give us the highlights of the Thanksgiving menu here at One Market.
So obviously we're doing turkey, as we talked about earlier. But you can choose your appetizer. We give people choices in every course, from a white bean soup to a caramelized pear and arugula salad. We have some baby beets as well. And then there's turkey, a pork loin, a bronzino for main courses, some fall squashes if you're a vegetarian. And then we, you know, for dessert, apple ham pie, some chocolate bread pudding, or a pumpkin tart. So it's all pretty traditional. Again, you know, we talked about being traditional. We'd like to keep it that way.
And this is a family affair. Your family actually loves to come here and enjoy Thanksgiving. They'll be here this year. So for those listening who have never been to a restaurant for Thanksgiving, why should they come to One Market?
Because you don't have to. We take the work out of it and the worry out of it, and you just come and relax and enjoy family time. You know, my wife and kids are coming in. I'll sit down with them later in the evening, and we just have a good time. And there's no cleanup. You know, we do the cleanup for you, and it's just a great time.
I love that your family comes. That's pretty sweet. Happy Thanksgiving happy to Thanksgiving. Both of you. Tanya, thank you so very much.
You're so welcome.
You always lead us to where the good wines are.
Oh, yeah.
And this is actually...
Isn't it delicious?
I mean...
It's so yummy.
Yeah, it's a surprise to me. I mean, I love my Zins, but I wasn't aware that Hartford did Zin, and this is absolutely gorgeous.
It's so fresh, and bright. And lift it. It doesn't weigh you down.
Just like Chef Mark.
Yep.
Fresh and bright.
Fresh and bright.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving. Look forward to seeing you again.
To all our friends, do yourself a favor. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. If you want to have Thanksgiving to go, One Market is offering that. How does it work? What do you have?
We do it the day before. You can pick up your Thanksgiving dinner to go with reheating instructions. It starts with the pear and arugula salad, and then you get the turkey. And we do offer, our turkey comes with a sausage stuffing, but we also offer a vegetarian stuffing as well. And then it finishes with the pumpkin tart.
And then does that come with some wine notes from Tanya as well to go?
They can pick up wine to go if they'd like as well.
Yeah.
We offer it all.
You offer it all happening here. Friends, to one and all, from my house to your house, happy Thanksgiving. Do yourself a favor. If you've never been to a restaurant for Thanksgiving, this is the spot to come at the foot of Market Street. One Market. There you go. The address right there. More on the Thanksgiving offerings at One Market at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. More wine, please.
Gobble, gobble.